ABC News.
Lastly, turn of events is a very appropriate term because only a couple of days ago, there was a peaceful kind of protests, completely peaceful, lots of people on the streets and very orderly, just demonstrating that the movement can conduct itself peacefully with one weekend without any violence at all, or very little. I mean, you know, so this was very unusual in the over 11 weeks of this protest movement. But now it's now taking a very nasty turn, repeating the kind of pattern of violence at the front end of these protests.
Do you think there are competing aims within the protest movement, some that probably want to take a more militant approach where others want to take a more peaceful approach? Is that fair?
The two sides of the movement are exactly the kind of the same thing. They're just like a two-faced god, Janus. They are highly coordinated, they're linked together, and in fact that there are various materials circulating on social media suggest that they are highly coordinated. In fact, you can see that the formations of these protests, especially at the front end, whereas the front consists of militants, they are armed with homemade and sometimes very lethal kind of weapons. And then in the middle, there are those as signals, sometimes using their own sign language, sometimes even their own flags, and then surrounded by the so-called peaceful protests, you know, trying to support them and trying to flank them. And in fact, that the fact that there was a peaceful demonstration of nearly a million people without kind of violence at the drop of a hat suggests that the whole movement has been highly coordinated between the two sides.
Beijing, as you would well know, would be closely monitoring developments. Would they be alarmed, or would they just continue to have faith in the police authorities in Hong Kong to maintain order?
Tracing back to about a couple of months ago, they were just watching this with a sort of kind of standing off a bit and let the Hong Kong government handle it until they came to realize that there's just more than just a protest against the controversial extradition bill. And then there are shadows of foreign influence and the fact that the frontline militants appear to be highly trained and increasingly lethally equipped. You know, so there are a discovery of casks of high explosives and also military-grade arrows and bows and catapults, and of course Molotov cocktails, and even poisonous powders. And then also that appear to be well-funded. And you can see that the supply line of essentials across a sea of people require a lot of training and coordination. Of course, that the coincidence with a kind of foreign countries accusing the Hong Kong government of police brutality without concentrating, without highlighting the kind of violence perpetrated by some of the protesters. These are the hallmarks of a color revolution in Beijing's eyes. And so they are, and obviously if Hong Kong should descend into anarchy, which is increasingly appear to do so with the holding Hong Kong's law and order to ransom and even grounding the Hong Kong's international airport, which of course is a kind of global aviation hub. And then drastically sort of dragging down Hong Kong's economy. So it's seen as a movement to hold the governance, law and order, Hong Kong's economy to a ransom, and combining a kind of peaceful movement with a kind of militant end using increasing violence. So I think that Beijing is now prepared for the worst. As now you can the reports of paramilitary exercises in the border, just showing that the demonstrators that the PLA or the paramilitary in Shenzhen could move in within 10 minutes.
ABC News.